me, son. Were you unable to find a Christian maiden worthy of your love? Perhaps it's because of the many victories the Muslims have wrought that you have become one.
First, I must admit that there have been Christian maidens whose beauty and grace have dazzled my eyes. But it was only Rahele who captured my heart. Secondly, I'm not after a marriage of convenience. Neither am I an opportunist. My love for Rahele has conquered me.
Unable to find an Arab worthy of your daughter's hand?
Oh, tribesmen, do not reproach me. I'm grateful that the Lord has blessed me with 3 sons. And now God has granted me a 4th.
Do not try to deceive me, for everyone knows that this man was a Christian. He has turned his back on his own faith to win over Rahele. Who knows whether or not his convictions are for real?
You speak the truth. Certainly, we do not know. Not long ago, we ourselves were idol worshippers. But when we converted to Islam, no one accused us the way you, a Muslim, are doing so.
Tell me, Riley, will I, Abdullah, fatherless Christian, ever be worthy of your love? Am I not a man of wealth? My only position is a mill which I've made with my own hands, and there I labor day after day to earn a living. Riley, you never felt lost in the midst of wilderness. It's more terrible to know you're refusing me than being lost on the sands of the blazing desert.
I give my consent to your meeting my father, if you wish, Abdullah. But know this, I too have often found myself lost among the shifting sands of the blazing desert.
Bring thou hither a camel laden with flowers, soon as they're pronounced man and wife.
Who knows what bread shall come of it, Umma Muslimah.
All portents are favorable for this wedding. Each time we refer to the holy book, the sun shone like the sun in its strength. The heavens themselves smile upon this match. All bodes well for this holy marriage.
Two feasts on a single day. The Christian Abdullah takes Raila's hands in marriage, and at the same time, steps from darkness into light. Has he made his vows yet?
Thrice. Each time in a different form. The first time as though whispering to his lord. The second as though telling it to his kinsmen. And the third in a loud voice so that all could hear.
Hussein ibn Ali, though no one has heard anything about him lately, he comes from Kufa and has crossed vast distances to arrive here. It is rumored that Hussein ibn Ali has been beheaded by Kufis, still worse, his head's been mounted on a pike.
And all this in the month of Muharram?
Come, Abdullah. They are expecting us.
Was Muslim an idolater, a Gentile, or a disbeliever?
Aye, he was a true believer. The paragon of belief, to whom the Sayyidina Ali's message had been committed.
Such man was slain?
Yes. To what purpose they slew him, I know not. The Kufis begged for Sayyidina Ali to head for Kufa and return it to the way of the Prophet. Muslim was both his cousin and his messenger. What do you know about Sayyidina Ali?
He is a Rahilez Imam. This is how I first heard of him.
I saw him once. He was walking among Christian slaves, reminding them of the kindness of Jesus, pleading with them to be patient. He removed their shackles. I listened while he said, "I have come to bring liberty to the captives. My mission is not to enslave." A Persian conqueror mounted on a camel began to laugh. Hussein ibn Ali rebuked him in a loud voice. "We have come to fight tyranny. We ourselves will not be tyrants."
Many talk of his greatness, but none bear any resemblance to him.
Soaked banner. I hope this is not a portent of evil.